One thing I learned from Sheikh Abdullah Shinqiti is to always say something positive to people and where they come from. You know, this happens a lot sometimes, especially those of us who read the news and the politics and stuff like that. If we hear about something negative that happens, then we meet somebody who's from that place, we kind of put them on the spot. Like, oh, like, what do you think about this that's going on or this? And it's kind of uncomfortable. You're putting them in an uncomfortable position. You know, Sheikh Abdullah taught me that a better way is to mention something positive about that place that they're from. And he would do that for everybody. Because for, you know, being in Medina, you've got people that are visiting from all over the world. So one time there was a group of pilgrims from Iraq, and they came and they gave their salam after the lesson was over and stuff like that. And so he praised Iraq. He said, Iraq, he's like, you know, all of Arabic grammar is Iraqi. He said, you know, and he goes in the different schools, like there's the school of Basra and the school of Kufa and the school of Baghdad. He said, all of it is from Iraq. And you could just tell, you know, like when you say something, you would praise something about a person and where they're from, you know, it just makes them feel good. It just makes them feel happy. And so, you know, a lot of times, this is also, I think, an indication where Muslims need to be aware of the geography of the Muslim world and the history of the Muslim world. Right, to be able to understand sort of some of the subtler differences between places that might at first glance seem the same, okay, is something that's very meaningful to be. It shows that you care. It shows that you care. And so if, you know, if we're going to learn the, you know, founding fathers and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights for a citizenship test, then we should also, you know, learn some things about the Ummah and the different parts of the Ummah and where they come from. You know, sort of what are the sort of major sort of influences or parts of their history and culture so that we're able to interact at that level and sort of put people at ease and increase that sort of love and bond between us.